Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Relatable Finance. I'm Joseph Carl, and I'm joined by my colleague, Portfolio Manager Shane Phillips. We're both members of the investment team at Provenance Wealth Advisors, a financial planning and investment firm located in sunny South Florida.
So this week's episode is about our financial futures and various aspects that we either have control over and we need to make sure we're taking control, or some areas that we don't necessarily have much control over. So to start off with something that we absolutely have control over, it's having a plan. So it may seem very simple, and it is, but if we kind of look at where we currently are and where we want to get from a financial perspective, we want to make sure that you have the steps in place on how you're going to get there.
Absolutely. Imagine saying you're going on vacation and where are you going? I don't know. Going to figure it out. Or going without a map. Having a plan allows you to prioritize your decisions.
Yeah, and there might be some places in life where not having a plan is more exciting. I would say if your financial life is not one of them you want to have. And part of that plan is saving. And we talked about this in the past, but anytime you're going to have a financial goal, there's going to have to be some savings to put aside for it. So just once again, understanding what you're spending, what you're making, and really having that budget in mind so that you know what you have to put forth to various goals is something that we'd want to make sure you take control over.
Next is asset allocation. And what we mean by that is you can be very aggressive in how your investment strategy is positioned. You can be conservative. You can be somewhere in between. You often consider your risk tolerance and your time horizon when making those decisions. We have less control over where the market's actually headed, but we have absolute control as to how we can position our portfolio.
Yeah, and I think making sure you understand how you're allocated and what that could mean in various market environments, just making sure that you're taking control over it and you just all of a sudden don't have a portfolio and it's invested as it is and you don't really understand how it's actually invested. So something that we have some control over is what we make. So we think about the whole savings equation. Part of that equation is how much we do take home from our salaries. And there are certain things that we can do to hopefully increase our earnings potential. Further schooling, working harder, you know, things like that are deliberate steps we can take to hopefully make some more money.
Yeah, there's also longevity considering. It kind of goes along with that. Whether how long you're able to work and earn those dollars, and how long you're in retirement to use those dollars, or how long you have financial independence that you want to rely on those dollars that you've been investing. So given today, the technology environment that we're in, we're all living longer. Those are all challenges to this equation. We don't have absolute control over it, but there are some things we can do to help influence that in one direction or another.
Yeah, and when we think about longevity and living longer, most people see that as, you know, a no-brainer, that's good. We're all living longer lives, healthier lives. But from a financial perspective, that's going to put more stress on your savings and your portfolios. Because if you're living in an extra 5 years than you were expecting to, you're going to have more money to support your lifestyle. So it is taking that into consideration when understanding how much you do need to save and invest in your years prior to retirement.
So next we're going to go over some things where we have absolutely no control over. And one of those is market returns. As head of research for the firm, I work with Shane and other members of our team, and we do a tremendous amount of research, and I think we do a great job in trying to predict where things are going and how we can position portfolios. While we do a ton of research, there is absolute, you know, we don't have absolute certainty as to where the market's going to go.
Yeah, and I would say maybe not that we have no control over it, but we ultimately have very little control over it. Something like a financial crisis, you know, no matter what you're invested in, for the most part, you're going to lose money. So it's something like this where you have to understand that the control you have isn't total and be okay with that to an extent.
Yeah, and you know, it's not that we aren't confident in what we do or the research that we provide, but and we could explore this in an entire another episode, which we will, but suffice it to say that we can't be 100% certain in our projections, just like a weatherman can't be 100% certain that it's going to rain tomorrow or where a hurricane's going to go, etc.
And some other things that we don't really have much control over is some public policy issues. So I know we all have a vote, and we can vote for somebody to represent us that hopefully we'll make changes the way we'd like to see. But at the end of the day, we really don't have much control. And something that we've had here recently is some tax changes. And we'll probably always be paying taxes. To what extent, how much, that is going to change over time. But that is something that we really have no control over.
Yeah, and we had some recent tax law changes last year. It's likely going to change many times over our lifetime, and it has in history. So while we all would prefer not to pay tax, it's something that we need to consider and factor into our decision-making process and just, you know, have the mindset that, hey, this is going to be what it's going to be when it is, but how can I make decisions around this?
Another thing, and this one does get a lot of headlines over the years, is Social Security. So there is a debate that's ongoing whether people of our generation who do have a long time to go before receiving Social Security, whether or not it will actually be there. And from our perspective, I mean, we don't know. We have no control over whether we will get it or not. So that's another thing when we look at things we can't really, I guess, count on would be something like Social Security.
Yeah, I mean, my personal opinion is that we will have some sort of Social Security when I go to retire. It may be watered down tremendously from what it is right now. But what we can do is we can help try to make a financial plan or financial decisions around what things would look like without it. And if it does end up being around when we retire, then it's just icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm. And you make a good point there is some of these things we don't really know for certain. Is there a way that we can, you know, do something to offset that? And another thing, we talked about market performance. So let's say if the market does have a handful of poor years, what we can do to offset that is just by saving more. So the more and more you save, the less and less market returns will actually matter to get you to your retirement goals.
Absolutely. I mean, we live in an environment today where some are concerned that economic growth may not be as strong in future decades as it has been in recent decades. And that may impact investment returns and therefore how much your portfolio is able to grow over time. So we don't really know that for certain today. There's a lot of things that go into that, you know, productivity, technology, demographics, etc. But there are things that we can do. And at the end of the day, it's just really a math equation. You can either save a little bit more to overcompensate for those lower returns, or you can work a little bit longer. That's something that you can start thinking about today as opposed to be forcing to have that decision a long time from now when you have limited options.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about longevity earlier, and we really talked about it from the perspective of living longer. But at the flip end of the spectrum is an unexpected death. So something like that is something that you're not counting on. You know, you're counting on more and more years of earnings, you know, paying off your house, saving for retirement, those types of things. And an unexpected death kind of stops a lot of that. So having life insurance is one way to offset that. Should that happen, there is a pool of money, whether it be for your family or your debts or whatever it would be, to pay off that so that there isn't financial stress.
Yeah, and to kind of, you know, elaborate further on how that could be factored into an investment strategy, imagine someone that's saving some money and is for retirement, but also in case something like that happens. That's a less efficient way than saying, hey, I'm going to take a little bit of this money, buy a life insurance policy to take care of these if they do in fact occur. What that does is ultimately allows the other dollars that you have to be worked more efficiently towards those goals and objectives. It's a more efficient approach, and by identifying those situations, you can make those better decisions.
Yep. And then just a way to maximize our savings, our earnings potential, those types of things. So to recap what we wanted to get across today and in thinking about our financial futures is looking at the level of control we have over various areas and making sure we are taking control over the things we can. And then maybe looking for ways to offset those areas that are more uncertain in life. So just to make sure you're doing things with a plan in mind and making sure you're making decisions that ultimately are going to benefit you and your financial future.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, please reach out to podcast@provwealth.com and check out our Twitter handle @financepodcast.
Provenance Wealth Advisors is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Any opinions are those of Relatable Finance Podcast and PWA, and not necessarily those of Raymond James. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecasts will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but Raymond James does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Investing involves risk, and you may incur profit or loss regardless of strategy selected. Diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Investing involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Raymond James does not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professional.